Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the open source ecosystem delivered a bumper crop of updates, starting with the release of Wayland 1.24. For those of you working with Linux graphics stacks, Wayland's latest upgrade brings a number of functional enhancements, especially for protocol management. One of the key improvements is in the formal interfaces that help manage WL_registry objects more efficiently. What does this mean in practice? Essentially, developers building compositors or surface protocols gain better options for integrating and exposing registry changes. On top of that, there's improved support for remote desktop scenarios and some clever new timeout functions built right in. These changes are incremental, but they add up for anyone focused on the underpinnings of Linux desktop environments, making development smoother and less error-prone. Shifting gears to graphics hardware, AMD has been flat-out improving their open-source Linux drivers, particularly for the Radeon series. The headline here is new performance optimizations for their next-gen geometry, or NGG support, which is being built into both Radeon SI and RADV drivers. Why does NGG matter? It's all about making complex 3D scenes render faster and smoother, especially heading into the Mesa 25.2 codebase. For anyone running Radeon GPUs and working with games, simulations, or high-end GUIs on Linux, this is a meaningful step forward. These driver improvements also reflect AMD's ambition to outpace competitors in both performance and reliability for open-source users. The upshot? Better frame rates and fewer glitches for those at the leading edge of Linux graphics. Meanwhile, a rather unconventional coder is turning heads across the worldwide hackathon scene by rewriting the rules entirely. René Tertios, who goes by VibeCoder, has won multiple hackathons without writing a single line of traditional code. Instead, he leverages AI tools like ChatGPT to generate the bulk of each project, relying on prompts and clever stitching to deliver robust solutions. This approach is sparking debate. Is software development becoming less about hard skills and more about accessing the best tools in creative ways? For many, this represents a genuinely transformative shift, opening the competitive coding landscape to a much broader crowd. Some see it as a revolution, others as the rise of a new breed of developer, one that knows how to empower ideas rather than memorize syntax. Either way, the influence of AI on hackathons is gaining real traction, changing how teams collaborate and compete. From software innovation to system performance, Fedora's 43rd release proposal is making waves among distro enthusiasts. Fedora wants to enable ZSTD compression for its initial RAM disk, or ENITED, which could dramatically speed up boot times across the board. The logic is simple. More effective compression means faster decompression, leading to a snappier startup experience. Beyond faster boots, ZSTD compression also brings disk space savings, a nice win for both desktops and servers alike. This ongoing push for performance improvements is emblematic of the Linux community's knack for squeezing ever more efficiency out of their systems. And speaking of graphics again, the X.org server's Glamour subsystem has just seen a host of important updates as well. The primary headline is better support for OpenGLES, which underpins a significant chunk of 2D and 3D acceleration within X-Wayland. These fixes improve not only compatibility, but the overall stability and speed of applications relying on X11 under Wayland compositors. For everyday users, that means smoother window redrawing and a more seamless desktop experience, especially with demanding apps. Developers too should benefit, as the codebase is cleaner and the performance regressions less likely. Keeping our focus on big hardware, Intel's roadmap includes an important commitment to the new Bartlett Lake platform. Linux 6.17 will gain error detection and correction, or EDAC, support for this platform, giving embedded systems even greater reliability. For critical workloads, this kind of hardware-backed memory error checking can be a lifesaver in edge devices and industry setups. It's a solid illustration of Intel's continued investment in tight Linux integration and rock-solid system stability. Of course, it's not all smooth sailing. Linux 6.16 was flagged recently for a performance regression, thanks to new Futex code. Futex is a core synchronization mechanism, integral to multi-threaded application performance across the kernel. The latest updates expose some gnarly slowdowns, leading kernel devs to quickly disable the new features as a stopgap measure. It's a classic case of the open source community's rapid response, avoiding bugs now while working towards cleaner, safer rollouts for the future. The promise: performance will be restored, and lessons learned will push Linux's code quality to greater heights. Swinging over to renewable energy and the EV landscape, Tesla's new Oasis supercharger station has grabbed global headlines. What makes it unique is not just its size. The Oasis features 168 charging stalls, but its off-grid design. The station is powered by a massive solar farm and a giant battery array, making it a true pioneer for renewable-powered vehicle infrastructure. As EV adoption ramps up, models like these could transform how we think about energy delivery and carbon-neutral travel. The blend of high-tech charging and eco-friendliness sets a new standard for scaling infrastructure without leaning on the main grid. It's easy to imagine a future where remote locations get fast charging, thanks to smart hybrid systems just like this. Back to desktop operating systems. Arch Linux users will be familiar with Pac-Man's notorious synchronization errors. The dreaded fail-to-synchronize-all-databases message has stumped many. But there are fast, community-tested solutions. Usually, updating the mirror list and refreshing the database using Pac-Man Bouchdoara SYYU clears the error, restoring confidence in package installs and upgrades. This speaks to the power and importance of open communities. When problems happen, quality documentation and forums save the day. Keeping up with evolving trends, there's a marked shift underway in university computer science programs around the globe. With job markets increasingly demanding AI literacy and hybrid skills, educational institutions are blending traditional coding foundations with AI-centric courses. The result? More students graduating with experience in prompt engineering, AI model integration, and systems design, rather than just coding algorithms by hand. This pivot is fueling the next wave of innovation. As young developers bridge human creativity and machine capability from day one, it's becoming crystal clear that literacy in AI concepts will be just as important as syntax memorization or algorithmic thinking. For the curious, the transformation of computer science curricula reflects a broader industry shift, one moving from code production to solution orchestration. Outside those headline updates, there are a string of other developments worth a quick mention. The KDE Plasma 6.4 desktop is now officially available in OpenBSD, extending the reach of the ever-popular graphical interface. For Qualcomm device owners, Linux 6.17 introduces critical render-only driver improvements to the GPU stack. Meanwhile, DXVK 2.7 landed, offering better compatibility for running direct 3D-based games on top of Vulkan, ironing out performance and bug issues. These may sound like small pieces, but each one is a cog in the machinery, pushing the entire open-source ecosystem forward. To wrap up, this week's technology developments paint a dynamic picture. Software enhancements, greener infrastructure, and deep educational rethinks. Whether you're a software developer, sysadmin student, or open-source tinker, the tools and ideas covered here are shaping tomorrow's landscape. From new graphics APIs and kernel tweaks to a broader coding revolution powered by AI, the message is clear. Innovation is accelerating on every front. If you're keen to stay one step ahead, track these industry pulses, and don't be afraid to experiment with new stacks or workflows. That's all for this edition of Open Source News Elements. Be sure to check the show notes for links and details on the projects discussed today. Thanks for listening.